You mentioned the idea a little bit earlier that this population doesn't get a lot of attention.
Right.
Is there that reason because we want to push everyone to go to college? I don't want to say
A four-year university.
Right, a four-year community university.
Community college is
definitely
a college.
But, you know, what the point here is that even though it is a community college, it's still turning out the kind of skill set that can get you a good-paying, high-tech job, correct?
Exactly, in fields that we need. I mean, these are people doing the work that is really the backbone of our technology manufacturing sectors. So, I definitely think that's part of the focus. I mean, we kind of have a limited idea of what is success in education. And programs like this challenge the model. So we typically look at success in terms of your highest math course taken, highest science course taken, your, you know, math FCAT scores, you know, high stakes testing and, of course, testing, that sort of thing. And then we look at, you know, BA degree attainment. If you go to community college and get a two-year degree, then the assumption is, oh, well, you're going to transfer to USF and get a four-year degree, and that'll be success. But we need more models of success that really fit what students are doing and what students are doing that generate effective outcomes. For example, I was at the principal investigators meeting for this grant in October, and I talked to a community college faculty member from California, and he was saying that in his two-year program, you know, they look at your typical measures of retention and whatnot. But he said, you know, look, I bring in students. After one semester in the program, they can go get a job in the local workforce making $15 an hour. After a year, they can make $18. Now, I think that's successful. But the typical metrics say that those students are dropouts, so to speak. And I think we need to expand our models of success to include the diverse pathways that students are taking into education and into the local workforce and look at their outcomes. And this is one of the main goals of the study. If you take students who finished at Algebra 2, look at their background, their course taking, their achievement, their track record, how do comparable students who go into the community colleges, go into these AS degree programs do compared to students who go directly into the workforce out of high school or students who go into a four-year university and may, you know, pursue a BA in a STEM field? How do they do 5 years out? What are their outcomes? Not just in terms of what degree do they get, but also what are their, you know, what kind of wages are they making in the local workforce? And so we want to make sure that, you know, students are in the best programs to utilize their skill set and meet their interest. And, you know, as I get involved in this project, I continue to be impressed with some of the stories I've heard. For example, at the same principal investigators meeting, I met a student from a community college in Alabama. And, you know, he's a second-year student in his program. And he said, you know, I really didn't have any goals or aspirations when I was in the 9th, 10th grade. School wasn't really for me. I know I like to work with my hands, but I didn't really know how I could do that. And he said, well, you know, thanks to this program, you know, I know I can go out next year, get a good job, and doing something that I really enjoy doing. And those are the type of outcomes that I'm interested in that I want to help promote, because we got a lot of students who aren't viewed as a success because they don't want to meet the traditional model. They don't do it the, you know, quote unquote right way. And those students can be successful.